Just give me a second. I'll dial it up and see if I can see if it's working. Over. One Echo Papa Portable will disconnect from 9029 momentarily. Kilo Fox 8, Foxtrot November Kilo, Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa. No joy on that one either, Sam, over.
Oh, bummer. Well, thank you for trying. Definitely gives me something to look into and figure out how it works.
Yeah, very good. I also have a private chat channel that if you had any other questions or whatever that you may have, we could do it privately. Actually, if you go to my QRZ page, you'll see the link there. It's called Mutual Aid 9 Talk Group.
Yeah, I got the link from your email as well. I don't have any questions currently, but I'm sure you will be the first or one of the first to hear, because it's kind of cool being able to hop on onto the repeater and have somebody I know to talk to.
Station.
KF8FMK. Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
VA3HOY.
VA3HOY.
Yeah, Emil, Samuel, if you're trying to get into the Jonesville repeater, that's about 2 hours away from you, Samuel. It's also about 2 hours from me, so it's almost on the border of southern Michigan and Ohio State. So there's no way you're going to get RF to that repeater. Over. Back to you, Samuel.
Thank you for the clarification. Was that the 146-400 one, or the K8SN one, I believe?
Yeah, Emil, you'd be able to answer that question. I just heard that you were trying to get into a repeater in Jonesville, so I looked it up on the map, and it's about a two-hour drive from me, probably further from Grand Rapids, over.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I forget. Well, actually, I don't forget. Are you the gentleman that I spoke to, I believe, a day or two ago?
Yeah, that's right, Samuel. My name is Henry. I'm in Windsor, Ontario, right near Detroit, Michigan. That's why I got an interest in this QSO. Go ahead, Samuel.
Well, Gordon, good to talk to you. Yeah, I guess that goes to show you how good my local geography knowledge is. It's not the best.
Yeah, Emil, sorry to butt in, but I got another question for Samuel. Samuel, when you are trying to activate a repeater with your radio, whether it's an HT or a microphone from a mobile, whatever, and you're sending tones, are you holding the push-to-talk button as you're pushing the tone numbers over?
I am not, but that would make a lot of sense that you need to do that. Thank you for catching that as a possibility.
Yeah, in analog, you need to hold the push-to-talk and then dial your commands on the keypad. Unlike other systems like Wires X, and I don't mean to make this any more complicated or confusing, but on Wires X, you don't need to do that. But that's a whole different system. It's a digital system. But what you were talking about, what you were trying to do, don't forget the key up. Hold it, and then use your keypad, and then unkey. That way it sends the tones over the air. Go ahead, Emil, and I apologize.
Hey, no worries there, Henry. I appreciate you jumping in there. In fact, I was going to go to the farm, and I got a little lazy, but I probably should go. I got to make sure the gates are closed, and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, you guys carry on. And, I was just telling Sam that to drop me a line on my QRZ, and we'll keep in touch. And if you had any other questions, we could probably do one-on-one there on Echolink as well, over. So back to you there, Samuel. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot November Kilo. We'll say 7-3 for now, and be on the side monitoring.
VE7FLZ.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for figuring that issue out, because I don't think I would have, maybe I would have figured it out, but I think it would have taken quite a few tries of doing it the way I was. So thank you, guys. I appreciate all your help and willingness to help me out. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. And Emil, we'll talk to you later. Have fun at the farm, and make sure everything's locked up for the night. And we'll talk to you either tonight or tomorrow. And Samuel, we'll talk to you later. Enjoy the rest of the day and the week coming up. VE1EP. KF8FNK, VA3HLI in Windsor. 7-3, gentlemen, and hand it back to Emil. Over.
Yeah, I think I'll say 7-3 and out as well, too. I got some chores to do around the house. Thank you, guys. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yeah, very good there, Henry and Sam. Thanks for jumping in there. I was just going to measure the distance that our V7NFR-15 traveled today. I can get back to you there, Henry. I used a string line to trace it.
And there ain't nothing wrong with doing it that way. I remember being in the reserves, and we were trained, at least I remember, having to do that on a map. We're talking a map, so you're probably doing it on the screen, but ain't no difference. Yeah, a string actually works. VA3HOI.
Yeah, well, the results are in. We did 1,200 kilometers on the first day and another 12 on the second day. So we're progressing nicely, Henry. Okay, I'm going to run to the farm, and it shouldn't be too long, but we'll be monitoring in the mobile when that call pop portable player.
Roger that, Emil. I'll be listening to A3HOY.